So just kind of curious how you would think through this man's case if he were to come in with clear-cut disease progression.
If he progresses on a checkpoint inhibitor, because I have thought about this, and I've said to myself, if this man progresses on a checkpoint inhibitor, given the long. See, when I have an MSI high patient who's been on therapy for a long time on a checkpoint inhibitor, I think that's the perfect candidate for some sort of enhanced immunotherapeutic strategy. So because he was on for so long, adding perhaps a second checkpoint inhibitor or changing around the checkpoint inhibitors that are out there makes sense, because as opposed to going back to chemotherapy, at least for now. Because to me, if you have an MSI high phenotype, you're clearly more likely to respond to these strategies. I have had a patient who progressed, and it's not like I've had a number of patients who have been on checkpoint inhibitors and then they progress, and the progression is not usually as dramatic in my experience as it is when you progress with MSS cancer, in the sense that you have, very little time to make your decisions. Here is some opportunity to look around and find some better strategies.
You were talking about further immunotherapy on a trial, or you think you might think of something outside a trial?
At that point, I would probably try to find the trial because, so the only thing you could really do off trial that is easy to do, I suppose, is combine the CTLA-4 at that point. And that's something to consider if you can have that option and if the toxicity is worth it. So you could add ipi to that regimen based on that previous data. There are other checkpoint inhibitors out there now that are distinct from PD-1 and CTLA-4 that actually look promising, whether it's TIGIT or one of these other checkpoints adjacent to the PD-1 blockade. And, once you identify a patient as being immunosensitive, as rare as it is in this disease, I think it makes sense to consider at that point another strategy.